Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Lori Morse. Lori is a master health mentor who makes it fun and effortless for spirit-centered women to increase energy and improve health no matter their age. After practicing Chinese medicine for 30 plus years, she's seen proof that the way to truly heal is by harnessing the natural principles of life force and the elements, making it possible to bring a body, mind, and spirit into high-level alignment to feel good again and enjoy a life they love. She's gathered these secrets for decades from her private practice in an online sacred health academy that serves many. Lori is going to share a biz hack that she had from crying to creativity to crushing it. Lori, I can't wait. Welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun to be here. Yeah. So I was driving to work and bawling my eyes out because I hadn't slept for 4 months. It was during menopause. And I was heading to my practice of Chinese medicine, which you mentioned I do. And I just didn't know how I was going to get myself through these. I felt like I was on a stormy, like on stormy seas being tossed about, right? And I was also getting catalogs on like created this creative program at UCSD, University of San Diego, California. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll just wait till I retire to take that course. But I couldn't wait. And so I decided to just drag myself through it. But, you know, cutting to the chase, what I discovered is that creativity became a lifeboat. It became a lifeboat for healing that I couldn't find in any other way. And I'm pretty clued into all the things that are on the buffet of healing, right? Because I'm in that industry. And it was creativity that actually helped me get to the shores and out of the stormy seas. And then I could just kind of gather myself and, you know, get a grip, not only just on my, you know, like on my body and the symptoms I was having and sleeping better, but just also in my life and in my business. It was hard. It's hard to run a business when you feel terrible.
Yeah.
So then I decided, okay, what I learned when I was doing the creative processes is that this is a creative life force that everybody has. It's not something that, you know, just a few people are born with, but it's the same life force that's beating our heart and pumping our blood. So when we cultivate it and when we, you know, create a relationship with it, it has so much to offer. And so then I decided, okay, well, I'm going to invite this part of myself, my higher self, my system, you know, this part of life that I'm a part of too, into my business. And I'm going to invite this to be like my business partner. And that's when I started crushing it. Because asking the creative life force and even working things out, like on a piece of paper, it can be on a piece of printer paper. It doesn't even have to be, you know, like the fancy watercolor or canvas or whatever. I mean, some people are going to want to do that, but not everybody is, you know, just taking a piece of printer paper with a couple of highlighters or colored pens or whatever, you know, it's amazing what you can draw in and get inspiration for just by setting an intention. Like, how can I draw, you know, how can I get 5 new clients next month? You know, and we think our minds have the answers to all of that, but our minds are so limited. They're narrowly focused. They're usually based on the past or some present, you know, future worry. But when we kind of go into that centered place and we connect to our higher self and we ask, you know, we inquire and we set an intention and then we, you know, wait to receive insights. And I've discovered that those insights arrive by grace. It's like some bridge from my higher self to, you know, my boots on the ground self that's actually in business. And it's kind of magical. So even if people don't think of themselves as creative, because literally almost 90% of the people that I even bring this subject up to, they all go, oh, no, I'm not creative. I don't have a creative bone in my body.
Yeah.
But that's actually not the truth. There's a larger truth than that. And so, so that's my story, from crying to creativity to crushing it. And I will never leave creativity. She is my stalwart business partner and BFF now, if I could put it that way.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Lori. And what you say about, yes, I have encountered lots of people who tell me, no, I'm not creative. But you know what? I also think that whenever we are in a crisis, that's when we get the most creative.
Right, right. The other thing too is we're being creative all day long, honestly, by the choices we make and the clothes we're, you know, so it's just a different, it's expanding our creative capacities a little bit beyond what we are already doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, well, I'm saying this because you were crying and then you had this moment where you were like, oh, started to be creating and creative. And then that led you to crush it. And sometimes we are down and we are in that space. We're crying and we're just like,
frustrated,
you
stuck
know,
and
yes, but then we feel the feels, and then okay, I just felt it and I'm frustrated, and give myself a moment to breathe and align with myself.
Yes,
because what you mentioned about, yeah, the mind is very like square, you know, like it's thinking about the past or the present. And if I'm thinking of the past, I'm being melancholic. And if I'm thinking of the present, I'm being, I get anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and if I just like align with the moment and align with myself and what you said about just ask, what do I want? What do I need? What do I want to do here from now? Like, how do I move on? That's pretty magical.
It was for me. And just to be fair for listeners, it wasn't like a flipping of a switch. It was a process, right? So I was crying. I was crying in the car on the way to work. Then I was crying at my table where I was going to do some creativity. The tears were on my page, you know, but you know, I just kept showing up for that because I knew there was something there in creativity.
Yes.
I could feel it happening. I could feel that there was healing happening in ways that I couldn't access any other place because I'd already tried all the things. And then I just kept showing up for that. And it helped me. That's why I say from the stormy seas to the shore, that isn't like in a breath, that happens, you know, in a little bit of time. And then I just kept going with it. And I don't think I'll ever leave creativity because there's just so much there. It's potent, it's medicine, it's business partner material. It's like, I don't know. I could go on, but I think you get the point.
I absolutely love this. Thank you so
yes.
much.
Yes.
So Lori, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, I serve mainly women. I, you know, some men, but it has turned out to be mainly women. And it's more often than not a businesswoman, or someone who's, you know, cultivating her business. And they can find me. There's two places. One is createtohealstudio.com. And pretty much you can access everything that I have available on there. And there's some free stuff. There's creative healing processes. If someone wants to just take a look at what that is, what that means. There's a Sacred Health Academy for women who want to tend to their health. What I've learned is that as a businesswoman, we have to be healthy. I mean, in order to crush it, if we don't have our health, you know, we're falling down rabbit holes and losing track of things. And, you know, being healthy is really an important component, a foundational brick, I think, to successful business. And then there's a free gift. If you want to cultivate this life force we're talking about, it's just like a 5-day simple, you know, video each day that helps you build, like rooting yourself, connecting yourself, being present, being embodied, and then being purposeful. And so those all build on each other. And it's foundational. That's the place to start, really, is this 5-day energy kickstart. And it's free. So go get it.
Fantastic. I'll run and get it after this podcast.
Don't walk, yes. Run. Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Lori Morse, for coming on and sharing her story about, you said it, from the stormy seas to the shore. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.